In New York City, if you want to work out at an indoor gym or eat inside at a restaurant or go to the theater, you'll have to show proof that you are vaccinated. The rule will roll out on August 16th and will be enforced September 13th when schools in the city reopen and many offices are bringing workers back. New York is the largest city in the country to set this kind of policy. And NPR national correspondent Jasmine Garz joins us from New York to explain more. Hi, Jasmine.
Hello.
Mayor Bill de Blasio has not issued an indoor mask mandate as Los Angeles has done, and he's doing this instead, requiring proof of vaccination. Here's what he said yesterday when he announced this policy.
If you want to participate in our society fully, you got to get vaccinated. You got to get vaccinated. It's time. All the answers, all the information's out there. You've seen over 160 million Americans get vaccinated safely. You've seen it make the difference. The only reason we're having the recovery is vaccination.
Jasmine, what's the mayor's reasoning here for requiring proof of vaccination rather than masks?
Well, not all New Yorkers are vaccinated. In some communities, it's as low as roughly 30% of people. We're also seeing an increase in cases of the Delta variant. And when you go into a restaurant or a bar, even a gym, masks come off. So the idea here is to incentivize more people to get vaccinated and also curb the further spread of the Delta variant.
So explain how this will work then. There's an app that people have to use?
The city government is still working out details on this, but basically people will have to show proof of at least one dose of vaccination, and that can be in one or two ways. New York has an app called the Excelsior Pass, which is, it is an app, and another option is the CDC vaccination card.
I see. And so what about out-of-towners or people visiting from another country? How will they prove that they've been vaccinated?
You know, this is something that has raised concern following the mandate. New York City is reopening. The city is encouraging tourism. And what about people who are visiting from places without high vaccination rates? What we know so far about this mandate is everyone, whether or not they are a resident of the city, will have to present proof of a first vaccination dose. And venues that don't do this, they will risk getting fined.
So is the hope here that this policy will boost the number of vaccinated people in New York City and convince people who aren't vaccinated that they need to get vaccinated?
That is absolutely the hope. Look, vaccination rates remain low, particularly among people of color in immigrant communities. And the message being sent here is very clear. If you don't get vaccinated, you don't get to participate in this city's social life.
So give us the details about how this policy will actually be enforced. Has the mayor's office talked about that?
It's a question that I have been hearing quite a bit about from workers in the hospitality industry. On the one hand, everyone I've spoken to is relieved at this measure, but there's also a concern about who is expected to enforce this. Technically, it's New York City, but on the ground, are we asking folks who make less than minimum wage in some cases to be the enforcers, because that's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. And so how have businesses reacted to this news?
I would say businesses have responded quite positively. We've heard from fitness clubs and the hospitality industry endorsing this. I think there's a sense, both from businesses and New Yorkers at large, that no one wants to go back to 2020. It was devastating on so many levels, not least of all financially. And so I think the sense is, if this mandate helps avoid that, let's go ahead and do it.
And so I guess the question is, this is happening in New York City. You know, will other cities follow at some point, Jasmine?
Well, in his press conference, de Blasio said, New York City is often the city that sets the tone for other cities in the country. As the Delta variant rises nationwide, I think we might see more of this, yes.
And New Yorkers generally, are they willing to follow along here?
I would say most New Yorkers will do whatever it takes to not have a repeat of 2020. You definitely have pockets where we've seen resistance. We've heard from a councilman in Staten Island who said this was discriminatory and this is creating a second class of citizens. But For the most part, the feeling is that New York City has already been through so much. Let's not revert back to 2020.
That's NPR national correspondent Jasmine Garz in New York. Jasmine, thank you.
Thank you so much.